Welcome to the 90-Second Navigator, the weekly course adjustment for your mind. We're focusing on managing time, on reaching goals, and on keeping life in perspective. I'm Joel Brookman, coach, author, and personal development specialist, and I'm here to get you where you want to go. So here we are facing what I think is the eighth month of this pandemic. And we know it's taking a toll on all of us. It's challenging. You know, myself, I sort of go through the Groundhog Day situation. Every day is the same. I really want to switch things up somehow. You know, it's tough. You know, I want to see friends. I want to hang out with people. And, you know, I want to go out and do things the way I've done them before. But unfortunately, it's just not a reality. And so we've got to change the way we do things. But at the same time, you know, connecting with people or staying connected to people is important. It really is. And I did a Zoom call with my family the other day, and it's just nice to get everybody together to have a reason to do it. So it's you know, doing little things like happy hours over Zoom can make a difference, and just finding ways to reconnect with people that maybe you haven't spoken to for a while is something we should all look to do. Because one of the things we know is, and I've talked about many times before, people are the happiest, or the happiest people, I should say, are those with the strongest relationships. It's bigger than money. It's bigger than lifestyle. It's bigger than anything, right? Relationships drive happiness. And if you have a lot of strong relationships in your life, you're generally a very happy person. And what COVID does to us is it puts us in a situation where it cuts us off from those that we're closest to in many cases, and definitely stifles a lot of our relationships. So just reaching out to people is important, even if it's a phone call, even if it's a Zoom call, FaceTime, whatever you're using. These become important things to do. And so one of the other things that I always look to is I am so lucky in life. I'm lucky in the relationships that I've had. I have friendships that go back to literally, you know, people I've known since that I've never met, that I've known since I was born. I've got a handful of friends that I still talk to that, again, I never met. Our parents were just great friends when we were children, and we just grew up knowing each other, you know, from the point of being in strollers. And you know, at over 50 years old, that's pretty amazing to have a friendship that goes back that far. You know, I have friendships that go back to, you know, middle school and high school. And that's an amazing thing for me. And there's a group of people there that I still keep in touch with. I have a huge group of friends from college that I still keep in touch with, and I get together with, or at least I did, on a fairly regular basis. And then there's friends post college that are around me, and clients, and I have people that I work with that are amazing. That so I am so blessed to have all these relationships. And my wife always asks me, "How is it that you're able to maintain contact with all these people and maintain these relationships?" And what's interesting is I don't call them every day. I just call them from time to time. I just reach out. If I haven't talked to somebody in 6 months or even a year sometimes, I'll just pick up the phone and call them every so often. And so I got into this habit, which I think is a nice one, of just scrolling through my phone book. All right, and it's easy on an iPhone, or if you have a smartphone, scroll through your phone book. Pick out five people that you haven't reached out to in a long time. And I mean five people that are really special to you. And just make the connection. You pick up the phone, call them out of the blue. You know, I know we're all having a tough time with Corona. How are you? Right? And just start the dialogue that way. But don't let these amazing people in your life, don't let yourself lose contact with them. Don't just say, "Oh, it's been too long, I shouldn't call them." Because if they're the kind of people that I think they are, right? And if you're saying they're special people, or they have, or they were at least at some point in your life, often when you call those people, you just pick up where you left off last time. And people are just grateful that you made the call, not focusing on the fact that it's been a year or two or three or five or however long it's been. But why not take the opportunity? And this is a perfect time to do it during COVID. People are home. We all have probably more free time in our lives than we did pre-COVID. And why not use it to make the connection, to laugh about old times, to give yourself a, you know, and out from thinking about all the you know, horrible things that are happening in the world right now, and just reconnect with people that are important to you. And again, it's so simple. Scroll through your phone book. Find five people that you haven't reached out to in a while and make it five really special people. And over the course of the week, call them. Call all of them over the course of 1 week, five people. And then the next week, look for five other people until you've exhausted your list of people that you think are really special to you that you haven't connected with in a while. I will guarantee it'll put an extra spark in your step. It really will. And why not just, you'll improve the, you know, you'll give yourself a better day. Whoever you're contacting, they'll have a better day, and it'll put a smile on your face. It's that simple. If you know of anyone that can benefit from hearing this episode, please send them a link and suggest that they subscribe. The link is joelbrookman.com, and from there they can click on links to Apple or to Stitcher where they can pull in the show. Before we finish, let's just take a moment and get centered. Take a deep breath in through your nose and out through your mouth. And in through your nose and out through your mouth. Rise above your daily challenges, clear your mind, and use your inner wisdom to connect to a bigger picture. Join me next week for another episode of the 90 Second Navigator. But for this week and for today, just go through your phone book, write down five people that you haven't reached out to in a while that are very special to you, and just make it a point over the course of the week, reach out to them, whether it's one a day, two a day, whatever it is. But make a deal with yourself. Contact five important people in your life that you haven't connected with in a while. And just watch how it affects your mood and mindset. I promise you, it will make your day better. It will make your week better. And it will make whoever you call day and week better as well.